Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. Having determined that Jesus was worthy of death, the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. The power to put him to death was vested in the Roman governor of Judea. Therefore, Jesus was delivered to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought back the 30 pieces of silver. He exclaimed, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood." The money in his hand was the object of disgust. He cast down the pieces of silver, and he went away and hanged himself. Matthew 27:1-5. Now Jesus stood before Pilate, and Pilate asked, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Thou sayest." It was the custom for the governor to grant every year pardon to one condemned criminal. So during the Passover, the governor was wont to release one prisoner. They had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Pilate said, "Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Matthew 27:17-18. Pilate, waiting for a decision and sitting on the judgment seat, received a message from his wife, who had suffered many things in a dream, urging him not to condemn that righteous man. The multitudes were persuaded to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. Matthew says Barabbas was a notable prisoner. We see the cause of his notoriety. Mark declared he was with them that had made insurrection, and in the insurrection had committed murder. Mark 15:17. John states that the Barabbas was a robber. John 18:40. Pilate propounds the question, "Which of the two will ye that I release unto you?" And they replied, "Barabbas." Pilate said unto them, "What then shall I do unto Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all say, "Let him be crucified." Pilate gave consent, but not before he hypocritically pretends to wash away the responsibility by washing his hands. It is here that Pilate insists, "I am innocent of the blood of this righteous man." Matthew 27:24. So Pilate declared that Jesus was innocent, and in the same breath consented to his death. My friend, what will you do with Jesus? And what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? The universality of the question cannot be denied. The question is asked by all races and classes. It is the one question that no responsible person can ignore. Jesus affirmed, "He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth." Matthew 12:30. The magnitude of the question is obvious when we consider that Jesus is God's spokesman to man. God, having of old time spoken unto the fathers in the prophets by divers portions and in divers manners, hath at the end of these days spoken unto us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Hebrews 1:1-2. The importance of the question is observed when we consider that Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. For there is one God, one mediator also between God and men. Himself man, Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 2:5. The relevancy of the question is apparent when we consider that Jesus is man's only Savior. The angel of the Lord declared, "She shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for it is he that shall save his people from their sins." Matthew 1:21. The question, "What shall I do with Jesus?" has to do with the soul, the judgment, and eternity. Jesus exclaimed, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my sayings hath one that judgeth him. The word that I spoke, the same shall judge him in the last day." John 12:48. Let us consider what some did with Jesus. An angel of the Lord appeared unto the shepherds. With conviction, he declared, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people, for there is born unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:10-11. Wise men worshiped him. Note the additional question, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and we are come to worship him." Matthew 2:2. Some tried to entangle him in his talk. The Pharisees sent their disciples with Herodians. The following question is a favorite among infidels, who would entrap Jesus in his teaching. "Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not?" Jesus said, "Render, therefore, unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." Matthew 22:21. The Pharisees tried to ensnare him in his speech, but Jesus proved that the payment of tribute is consistent with complete allegiance to God. "What shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ? His own received him not." John declared, "He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and they that were his own received him not." John 1:10-11. Saul persecuted Christ. Saul persecuted the disciples of the Lord. Saul was near Damascus when the Lord appeared unto him. Jesus cried, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Acts 9:4. Now Saul persecuted the church of God. 1 Corinthians 15:9. So when Paul persecuted the church, he was persecuting Christ. Someday, the question will be reversed. He now stands before us, and we have the right to decide what we shall do with him. Jesus promised, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20. What shall I do with Jesus? We have the right to decide what we shall do with him, but we must answer the question in the light of his divinity. The Pharisees were gathered together, and Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" Matthew 22:41-42. Jesus claimed that he was God manifest in the flesh, that he came from God, and that he would return to him, that he had power on earth to forgive sins, that he alone knew God, that he would raise the dead at the last day, and that he would sit on the throne of judgment and judge the nations of the world. Now, if he is the Son of God, his claims must be accepted. If he is the Son of God, he must be accepted as our Savior, our mediator, and our final rewarder. Pilate propounds the question, "What shall I do with Jesus?" We must answer the question, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? Do you believe he is the Son of God?" Then, is it weakness to believe in Christ? Is it belittling to obey Christ? To obey Christ is to obey the gospel. When we obey the gospel, we obey Christ. When we refuse to obey the gospel, we refuse to obey Christ. Jesus commissioned, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." Mark 16:15-16. Accordingly, the apostles preached the gospel of redemption, and men signified their acceptance of it by being buried with Christ in baptism. Being then made free from sin, they became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:18. God bless you, my friend.